fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Springboks of South Africa, who once again advanced to the Rugby World Cup final with a 19-16 victory over Wales in Yokohama, Japan. Samson Omale has reaction from South African fans, as well as South Africa's head coach and team captain. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Here is how South African fans in Johannesburg reacted to the Springboks' victory.
It was a disappointing start, but it all picked up a bit during the half end. And at the end, it was a bit nail-biting experience, but we pulled through.
I don't sleep the night before a match, so I was hoping for a better score.
That was the most nervous I've ever been, hey? Not even in my deepest hands I was that nervous, hey?
It was getting quite tight at the end, but there was no doubt in my mind that the Boko was going to win.
South Africa head coach Rassie Erasmus and captain Siya Kolisi react after they secured a spot at the final at the Rugby World Cup 2019 on Saturday in Yokohama.
I'm not 100% sure if a World Cup final is going to be won by a very expansive game plan with wonderful tries. It might be. I might be wrong. But I think we'll go and the grind it out route.
It means a lot to me and the team. Our discipline was, we weren't happy with the first half. We gave a lot of penalties away. I felt like we were putting them under pressure, and every time we release it by giving a penalty. And, we had that chat at halftime, and it's always good to see when guys respond to that.
That's Siya Kolisi, the captain of South Africa's Rugby World Cup team, and thanks to Samson Omale for that report. The Springboks of South Africa will now prepare for Saturday's final against England. It's a rematch of the 2007 Rugby World Cup final in France, where South Africa beat England 15-6 for its second world title. For more on South Africa's preparations for the final, here is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The Springboks say two factors played heavily in their semifinal victory against Wales, dominating in the forwards and playing for territory. And following Sunday's match, South Africa's scrum half Faf de Klerk said his squad will stick to that game plan in their final match against England.
I think our plan is pretty much set. We're going to change a few things against them. But I think our penalty count tonight was too high. If we can nullify that, it's going to give us a great field position. So I think if we can be a bit cleaner on that stage will help us a lot. It's going to be a pretty much a similar game to tonight. I reckon it's going to be tight. It's going to be physical. They like to play territory as well, so we're going to have to make sure we're up for that and just make sure we're ready for that contest.
Teammate Louis de Jager admits he was hugely impressed with England's stunning upset over New Zealand and expects Saturday's final to be a great physical battle.
Test rugby is a forwards-dominated game. If you go look at any team that's been successful in the history of test rugby, they have a great forward pack, and England have a great forward pack. They have a very, very good forward pack, so it's going to be a big challenge for us. I think they're probably the best team in the world at the moment, so it's going to be a big challenge for us on Saturday.
South Africa coach Rassie Erasmus has issued a warning to England that the Springboks will not be taken by surprise. But Coach Erasmus confessed his team will need to be more expansive in order to win the World Cup final.
There's definitely some areas in our game which must improve. We want to win. But we've given ourselves a chance. We've played England four times in the last 18 months. I think it's 2-2. It is 2-2. Three test matches in South Africa and then the last one at Twickenham. So we are accustomed with the way they play. They obviously are much better than when we last played them. And you could see it last night when the way they dismantled New Zealand. But we think we're in with a chance.
Meanwhile, England shook up the tournament on Saturday. They defeated the All Blacks for the first time in their World Cup history and ended the two-time defending champions' bid for a third successive title. England has booked a place in their fourth World Cup final their first since 2007. But England coach Eddie Jones says his team still has plenty to work on in the week ahead of their final match against South Africa.
Yeah, we're prepared for the unexpected. They can play different ways, and we're aware of that. But we also know they're going to come through the front door. There's not too many Springbok teams you play against that don't come through the front door. So we're going to be ready at the front door and have enough to cover the back door if it so happens.
Coach Jones is no stranger to the World Cup finals. Ironically, he lost to England in 2003 as then-coach of Australia. He signed with England in 2015, and now he will lead his team to the Rugby World Cup final match against two-time champions South Africa on Saturday. Meanwhile, Wales will face New Zealand in their match for third place on Friday. We're getting closer to the championship round, sports fans. Stay tuned. And that is all from me. Sunny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. And go Springboks! Go Springboks! That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Prince Nesta joins us now for a look at some of the weekend European club football highlights. And Prince says an Egyptian star helped spark the Reds of Liverpool to victory.
Egyptian footballer Mo Salah cashed in from the penalty spot to give the Reds a 2-1 lead over Spurs, preserving Liverpool's 6-point lead atop the English Premier League table. Spurs took the lead after just 48 seconds when Harry Kane headed in from Son Heung-min's shot that had come back off the post. But Liverpool hit back in the second half through captain Jordan Henderson, with Salah sealing the victory for the league leaders. Manchester United became the first club to reach the 2,000-goal landmark in the Premier League after dispatching Norwich City 3-1 at Carrow Road. Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial and Scott McTominay recorded their names on the score sheet, with Martial and Rashford saved on their penalty bids by Canary shortstopper Tim Krul. United moved 7th with 13 points and now sit 7 points back of the top 4. Raheem Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne and Ilkay Gundogan all scored in the second half. To ensure title holders, Manchester City moved within 6 points of Liverpool at the top of the Premier League with a 3-0 win over Aston Villa. City will be back in action on Tuesday when they host Southampton, fresh from their humiliating 9-0 loss to Leicester City in the Carabao Cup fourth round.
Prince, still with the English Premier League, I understand a 28-year-old striker from Ghana found the net for Crystal Palace.
Yes, indeed, Sunny. A Luka Milivojevic penalty and Ghana international strikers Jordan Ayew header cancelled out first half goal from Arsenal defenders Socrates and David Luiz as Crystal Palace earned a 2-2 draw at the Emirates. Sunny, on to some great news for Chelsea fans. American Christian Pulisic scored a hat-trick to announce his arrival in English football in sensational style as Chelsea beat Burnley 4-2 to seal a 7th consecutive win in all competitions. Brazilian star Willian also added his name on the score sheet as Chelsea earned a comfortable lead at Turf Moor. The 21-year-old American winger scored a perfect hat-trick with the left foot, right foot and headed effort. Pulisic, who has already been dubbed Captain America in some parts, became just the second American player to score a Premier League hat-trick after Clint Dempsey in January 2012. Here's Chelsea's manager Frank Lampard's take on Pulisic's performance.
Absolutely delighted for him. A lot of talk around Christian for the big price tag, for the fact he's quite rightly a star in his country, plays for the USA so well and captain of. So you get asked questions about it. I just, from my point of view, and I'm delighted to see him do that today, because I know the backstory, I know the pressures of a move like that. I also know he played for his country through the summer and had 1 week break this summer, so came back after all that. then you get the pressure of can you settle in the Premier League. So I've tried to deal with it in the way I see best, which is to give him minutes. He's played games this season already, but I've also got competition in that area, and I need them all on edge. I need them all trying to perform when they get in the team and play. And Christian's been doing that recently, been doing it from the bench. Fully deserved his start today and was a fantastic match-winning performance.
Chelsea manager Frank Lampard. Prince, let's go to France now. Kylian Mbappe, the best young player at the 2018 World Cup, once again delivers for top-of-the-table PSG. Tell our VOA football fans about that, Prince.
The 20-year-old World Cup winner and Mauro Icardi scored two first-half goals each as defending champions Paris Saint-Germain routed Marseille 4-0 to move 8 points clear of Nantes at the top of the French league. André Villas-Boas's Marseille remains seventh after one win in six league games. Dutch forward of Ghanaian descent Memphis Depay and French forward of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé were both on target as Lyon beat Metz 2-0 to end a two-month wait for a French Ligue 1 victory. Lille snapped a three-game winless run with an impressive 3-0 defeat of Bordeaux, with goals from French midfielder of Senegalese descent Benjamin André, Youssouf Yazichi and Loïc Rémy. A solitary goal from free-scoring French striker of Tunisian descent Wissam Ben Yedder and his side a narrow 1-0 victory on the road over Nantes in Brittany. Monaco currently lie in 11th place in the French league table.
Prince, let's go to Italy now. Romelu Lukaku gets a second-half equalizer for Inter Milan.
Yes, Sonny. The former Manchester United striker's goal was not enough for Inter Milan as they missed out on the chance to steal top spot in Serie A from Juventus. Inter were held to a 2-2 draw by Parma at San Siro, with Antonio Candreva's opener cancelled out by goals from French footballer of Ivorian descent Yann Karamo and another Ivorian forward Gavinho to give the visitors a shock halftime lead. Antonio Conte's side fought back through Lukaku's strike after the break, but the point meant they were unable to take advantage of a Juventus slip-up. Juve were held to a 1-1 draw at Lecce, but they remained top of the table on 23 points, 1 point ahead of Inter in second. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Kurt Okreku, a 48-year-old former sports journalist, is the new president of the Ghana Football Association. Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori reports from Accra, Ghana.
The Ghana Football Association, GFA, at its extraordinary congress in Accra, elected Kurt Okreku as the new president. After three rounds in a keen contest, the winner polled 93 votes cast by 120 delegates.
We therefore declared Mr. Kurt G.S. Okreku president for the GFA.
Some few minutes after the new GFA president was sworn in, the leader of normalization committee, Dr. Kofi Amoah, invited Kurt Okreku to deliver his speech.
It is time for us to work. It is time for us to let go of all our bad feelings. It's time for us to forget about the struggles, the fights. It's time to look into the future with hope, to build a new Ghana Football Association that will be amazing, to build big, big, big products so that everybody, whether you're a direct consumer of the sport, you are a corporate Ghana, or you are the international community, to be proud of.
There were five other contestants vying for the position, including two former vice presidents, George Afriye and Fred Papo, a club owner Nanaya Wamponsan, lawyer Amanda Clinton, and lawyer George Ankuma. Here is lawyer George Ankuma and his post-election comments.
I wish them well. Maybe they will bring a new dimension, but at least I have done my part by bringing out these things so that the public themselves will see what we are talking about. If we close shop as a sector, a football, and we call ourselves football people, and we do not want to hear transparency, then there's a long way to go.
In another development, FIFA is set to send an anti-corruption task force to Ghana in November to train newly appointed prosecutors for the GFA. The prosecutors will be charged to investigate and prosecute any case of corruption in the association. It will be recalled the Ghana Football Association was dissolved by FIFA in June 2018 amid corruption scandal. For VOA Sunny Saro Sports, Kwabena Ofori in Accra.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African athletics, a new women's course record by Kenya's Valerie Abayi highlighted Sunday's Minova Frankfurt Marathon in Germany. Valerie crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 10 seconds. And the energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Valerie after the race. Here's Andy.
Valerie Abayi of Kenya has really run a sensational race in the Minova Frankfurt Marathon. She's smashed the course record and broken 2 hours 20 for the first time in her career. Valerie, was it your plan to be running so fast? Because in the early kilometers, you were on world record pace in Frankfurt.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say thank you to the organization of Frankfurt Marathon and all the fans, the cheering squad, and everyone who contributed to this win. My plan for coming this marathon is to do my PB, because it has been too long since I done it. So my plan was to do the PB and also to go with the course record. Yeah.
Well, your PB, as you say, before today was a little outside 2:20, which is very fast. Yeah. I wonder, the fact that 2 weeks ago, another Kenyan, Bridget Kosgei, smashed the world record, took 4 minutes off. Does that mean that psychologically, in your mind, you think the world record for women is now more possible?
Yeah, the world record is possible, because if you train good and you focus on the race, everything is possible.
Looking at the early splits, the kilometer and 5 kilometer splits in your running when you were leading by a minute and a half, you were on 2:13 finishing time, 2:14 finishing time. Do you think one day you might be able to hold that kind of tempo and run a kind of 2:14 instead of 2:19:10 is still very good?
Yeah, it is possible, because now when I did that split, I was comfortable, but when my husband was dropped, but I have to do it good.
We should say that, yes, your early pacemaker was your husband, yeah. Kenneth Turris, and he seems to have stomach troubles, and we saw him at 15 kilometres right by the marker drop out, so he wasn't as strong as you today.
When he was outside, I say to myself that I have to do it, because he's out. I have to find him at the finish line at least.
Well, you have extra course for celebration in that case. Valerie Abayi, 2:19:12 course record, and the fifth fastest performance in the world this year. Sensational year it's been so far for women's marathon running. Many congratulations as the winner of this year's Minova Frankfurt Marathon. Thank you, Valerie.
Welcome.
Meanwhile, energetic Andy reports Ethiopia's Fikre Tafera won a thrilling men's race in Frankfurt on Sunday. Fikre broke clear from fellow Ethiopian Dawit Wolde to win by just 2 seconds. Fikre's winning time, 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 8 seconds. More than 14,000 runners from 110 countries entered this year's 38th edition of the Minova Frankfurt Marathon, billed as Germany's oldest city marathon. Major League Baseball's 115th World Series resumes Tuesday night in Houston, Texas, where the Houston Astros have a chance to win their second trophy in the past 3 years. After losing the first two games of the best of seven championship series in Houston, the Astros came here to Washington and won three straight over the weekend. The AP's Mark Myers reports on Houston's big victory Sunday night.
The Astros will take a 3-2 series lead home to Houston after beating the Nationals 7-1. Gerrit Cole held the Nats to a run on three hits over seven innings with nine strikeouts. Outfielder George Springer says Cole was locked in.
He showed up today and it was business from the time he got here up until the time he came out of the game. And he was lights out. He threw all of his stuff for strikes, and it was special to watch.
Yordan Alvarez and Carlos Correa each hit two-run home runs off Joe Ross, who became Washington's emergency starter after Max Scherzer was scratched because of a neck ailment. Juan Soto's seventh-inning homer provided the lone run for the Nationals.
Since the first day of the season, everybody was talking about the stick together, fight together, and play baseball together. So right now is the real moment to do it and to play like that.
Mark Myers, Washington.
Thanks, Mark. Turning to tennis, Swiss star Roger Federer has clinched a record-extending 10th Swiss Indoors Championship in his hometown of Basel after beating Australia's Alex de Minaur in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. Talk to us, Roger.
It was fast, but very nice. I think I played a great match. It was a tough opener, at the beginning, the first five games. We had some great rallies and sort of never looked back, honestly. I was great on the offense, made very few unforced errors and came up with the big shots and serve when I had to. And that was good. I thought Alex played a great tournament as well, and I think we both can be very happy. But what a moment for me to win my 10th here in my hometown of Basel.
That Swiss tennis star Roger Federer celebrating another title in his hometown of Basel. It was the fourth title of the season for the 38-year-old Federer and the 103rd of his great career. In more tennis news, top-ranked Ashley Barty of Australia rallied to win her opening match over Belinda Bencic at the WTA Finals in Shenzhen, China. The final score, 5-7, 6-1, and 6-2. Earlier, Naomi Osaka of Japan extended her winning streak to 11 matches by defeating Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic in three sets. In professional golf, American star Tiger Woods has won the Zozo Championship in Inzai City, Japan, to tie Sam Snead's PGA Tour record of 82 victories. The 43-year-old American star beat local favorite Hideki Matsuyama by three strokes. Afterwards, Tiger, commenting on his 82 titles, said, "It's just crazy. It's a lot of titles." Tiger had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee 2 months ago. It was his fifth surgery on that problem joint. But at 43 years of age, Tiger Woods still winning titles on the PGA Tour. Once again, with that title in Japan, Tiger has tied Sam Snead's PGA Tour record of 82 victories. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, that handle, @VOA Sunny Sports. And that wraps up the October 28th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Nadia Taha. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Voices, we're talking about the news and issues you're talking about.
Sharing stories of development and growth across Africa, around the world, and in our lives. Topics that inform, empower,
and change the rules.
It's time for Our Voices with me, Haiti Adams Fitzpatrick,
and Hadiza Kiari,
and Ayan Bior,
and Orion Itangi Shaka.
Join us on Facebook at VOA Our Voices.
It's time for Our Voices.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all these skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
And AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This week, put this on your to-do list. Have fun. Listen to Music Time in Africa. Hi there, I'm Heather Maxwell. Join me this Sunday for 55 minutes of sublime, commercial-free, pan-African music. Song of the Week comes out of Nigeria by Zlatan. It's called Bonlale. My vintage tune, recorded in the early 1970s, is Karanga storyteller Kalimba player Stephen Gumbo. His baboon story will fascinate and entertain you for sure. Also meet the most famous female voice from Mozambique you've probably never heard of, Mingash. I sat down with her in Maputo for this great interview.
Elisa Domingues Salatialjamis.
So, to do, listen to Music Time in Africa at 1505 or 20500 Universal Time.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media. VOA.
October 24th was World Polio Day. This year's celebration was special, since it was officially announced that the wild polio virus type 3 has been globally eradicated. Coming up on the Science Edition of Press Conference USA, Rick Pantaleo and VOA health reporter Carol Pearson talk about the progress made and challenges that remain in ridding the world of this scourge. Listen Saturday and Sunday.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists say Earth experienced a sudden change in climate nearly 13,000 years ago. Called the Younger Dryas climate event, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the temperature of Earth's northern hemisphere suddenly plunged to near glacial conditions just as our planet's climate was warming from an ice age environment. One of the most controversial theories on what caused the climate event, subsequent decline in human populations, and the extinction of more than 35 large animal species, was the result result of a huge asteroid or comet exploding into large chunks that hit the Earth. Researchers led by University of South Carolina archaeologist Christopher Moore have found evidence supporting the theory. Researchers found unusually high concentrations of platinum, an element that's related to objects like asteroids or comets, at three dig sites in South Carolina. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.